Buddhism speaks of the three jewels of refuge, the enlightened ones, the teachings, and the spiritual community. In a sense, the enlightened ones are the ultimate refuge, because they are the ones who give the teachings. But actually, the ultimate refuge is the Dharma that they teach. For it is through the study and practice of the teachings that we gain enlightenment and protection from suffering. Dharma here has two meanings: the transmission of the teachings which are to be studied and mastered, and the transmission of realization which is gained through practice. It is through applying the Dharma methods that remove faults, increase strengths, and give birth to insight and knowledge that we benefit from the existence of the enlightened ones. Thus, Dharma is the immediate object of refuge, and the enlightened ones and spiritual community are the teachers and friends on the way. From amongst the three spiritual goals discussed in the Lam Rim literature, high rebirth, liberation, and complete enlightenment, most world religions expound relatively uniform methods for producing high rebirth as a human or in a heaven. Although there are many levels and forms of Dharma practice, they all share the fundamental aim of leading sentient beings from darkness to light, evil to goodness, ignorance to clarity. From the beginning of our practice, we should cultivate the discipline of abandoning harmful, destructive ways and cultivating simple virtues such as kindness, patience, and nonviolence. Instead of meaningless literature, we should try to read from the biographies and writings of past masters. Being mindful of all activities of body, speech, and mind, we should continue our life with our practice kept as an inner treasure, not as an ornament to be flaunted before others.